Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Prime. President Biden is heading to Kentucky today, where he'll be talking about how his administration's economic plan is helping to rebuild the nation's infrastructure. Democrat Governor Andy Beshear.
Today is a big day for Kentucky and for the United States of America.
The Brent Spence Bridge connects his state to Cincinnati, Ohio.
This is a bridge that carries so much of the country's GDP across it every single day. And while structurally sound, was never designed for the amount of traffic that goes across it.
After three separate votes Tuesday, House Republicans failed to reach an agreement on who Speaker of the House should be. Democrats remain united around Hakeem Jeffries, the New York representative in the minority position. It should be noted no business can be conducted until a speaker is elected. They'll try again later today. Former Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard on Fox News says politics is changing, but not for the better.
What about the fact that over decades it has increasingly become true that political parties are getting more powerful and individual representatives that we the people elect are getting weaker? And the more powerful these political parties become, who really only care about their own interest in advancing their own power, they use that power to bully individual representatives to do whatever it is they want.
In Manhattan, New York, Tuesday, FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried pleaded not guilty to fraud and other criminal charges. His trial is set to begin in 9 months. Comet C-2022 E3 could be bright enough to be spotted with the naked eye as it flies by. According to NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, the comet comes around every 50,000-ish years. Your best bet is January 21st when the moon is at its dimmest for the month. Look to the northwest. The sun is at its closest point to Earth today, also known as perihelion day. This is USA News.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin continues to improve, according to his uncle. DeMar remains in critical condition. His oxygen-assisted intake has gone from 100% to 50% since arriving at the hospital. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell announced the suspended game against the Bengals and Bills will not be resumed this week. Another drug to help fight COVID-19 has become available for your doctor to prescribe.
Now that the FDA says pharmacists can prescribe Paxlovid directly to COVID patients, CVS Pharmacy is preparing to do so.
We are the first pharmacy in the United States that has pharmacists that prescribe Paxlovid.
Nicole Henry with CVS Health says those who test positive can schedule a phone consultation to see if they're eligible for Paxlovid and either pick up the medication or have it delivered. That means you can avoid going to the emergency room or urgent care for treatment. I'm Jeremy Scott.
China has suggested that travel restrictions imposed by several countries on Chinese arrivals are politically motivated and has warned that the communist country may retaliate. The United States, India, and the UK are among the nations that have introduced mandatory testing for arrivals from China. The country has had a surge in COVID cases following the easing of their lockdowns. Recent storms in California are helping to ease the drought. Sean DeGuzman with the California Department of Water Resources.
Our snowpack is actually off to one of its best start in the past 40 years. However, that doesn't mean we're out of the woods quite yet.
I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing. You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you with us, and it's great to have my good friend, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, the New York Times best-selling author, who spent his life uncovering ancient mysteries and biblical texts, first with his critically acclaimed book and series, The Harbinger, and recently with his blockbuster feature film, The Harbingers of Things to Come. He's called the prophetic voice of this generation, and we're going to be talking again about his book, The Return of the Gods. Jonathan, congratulations on the book. As anticipated and expected, this book has been gaining traction. The buzz still continues for The Return of the Gods.
Thank you, Bill. I knew that this was a book I had to write for now, where we are. I also knew it would be explosive, and that is exactly happening. It hasn't stopped. So thank you, Bill. I'm always blessed to be with you.
Well, the people are seeing what you've pointed out, and that is the return of the gods are being revealed for those whose eyes are open.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's, you know, a lot of people are not even believers, but non-believers as well are even saying, and even the old school liberals are saying, what is going on? This is madness. What's happening to America? What's happening to American culture? What's happening to the children? It makes no sense. Well, it does make sense biblically. In fact, you know, if we had known this or had been kind of focused on what the Bible says about this, way back when we started beginning to move God out of our culture, we could have said all this would happen, because this is exactly what was warned about in the Bible. It's exactly, you know, the Bible's always going to have the answer. So, I mean, it's very stunning, it's very surprising, it's very shocking, but it's also what the Bible warned about.
Well, Solomon said the wisest man, humanoid that walked the earth, as delineated by God himself, said there's nothing new under the sun, Jonathan.
Yeah, one of the things that I've been led to open up and write about is that the exact templates and patterns and dynamics and principles that the Bible gives, particularly concerning ancient Israel, are replaying, you know, and so, you know, that's from the Harbinger, you know, the signs of judgment that in Israel's last days are returning, but also with the return of the gods, it's saying that even the principalities are replaying, or the spirits that were part of the fall and destruction of Israel are replaying again, are at work, have never died, but have come back. So it's exactly what you just said. And
yeah.
It's still shocking, but it's the Bible has it.
Yeah, all the manifestation, you know, children being killed, crime and lawlessness running rampant, people's, affections growing cold, John. This is all a repeat of things for those of us who read the Bible, say, wow, this is exactly what happened to Israel. And it all started, as you said, with first they turning back, willfully turning their back on God.
Yeah, well, that's the warning. You know, when we look at Israel, and then remember that Paul said these things are written about what happened to Israel, actually, he's referring to, for our our, you know, use as examples for us. And when you look at Israel, we have an example of a nation or a culture that knew God, you know, and then that turned away from him. So this is really the real example and test case, and really gives the revelation of now when you are watching, we're watching America and Western civilization. You know, America was founded after the pattern of Israel by the Puritans. They literally said that, you know, and Western civilization is also spiritually, the DNA is from, it's from the Bible and it's from Israel. So the thing is that when now we're watching the West, America and, quote, Christians, what was once Christian civilization, turning away from God, we're going to see the same dynamics. We're going to see the same sins, the same phenomenon, the same what's going to, exactly as you said, what's happening to sexuality, what has happened to life, what's happened to children, the unborn and the born, what's happening to the younger generation, what's happening in every respect. And it's not just like some general, you know, kind of principle. It's specific. You know, with the harbingers, the signs are specific. With the return of the gods, the gods are specific. The principalities are specific. We can identify them. That's what I do in the book. We can look at their mythology and see actually there are signs happening right now that are linked to the very specific nature of those gods, and that the very appearance or reappearance of these gods or return of these gods to the West and to America follows the exact order that the Bible gives for them. So it's exact, it's specific. One of the things, I mean, I know you know, of course, Bill, but one of the things is that even things like Supreme Court decisions and the exact dates when they're handed down is linked to the ancient mystery of the gods.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, people often tell me, Jonathan, that they read the Old Testament differently these days because of the things that you've brought to their attention and tied it into, you know, you may look at the Old Testament. Well, that was the Old Testament. That was then. But when you read the Old Testament today, you're saying, wait, that's us right now. This is applicable, right?
Absolutely. I mean, and, you know, listen, the New Testament is the, you know, the final, the peak of our faith and the revelation. But the Old Testament is most of the Bible. So the Old Testament is filled with all sorts of things that apply to all sorts of things of life. And, you know, when, you know, the warning here, if you take from the Old Testament, take from the New Testament on this, the Old Testament says very clearly that behind these gods, you know, that everybody worshipped back then, are actual spirits, or the Shadim, or the Demonia, where we get the word demon from. So they're actually real, and then when Israel was worshipping them, they're actually giving themselves to that. So that's a gigantic major thing. There are spirits behind that, and what's happening now in our culture right now. And then Jesus in the New Testament, of course, gives the warning that I'm paraphrasing, I know we've played this, but this is, you know, the ultimate thing here is that he said that if any of a man or a generation, a culture, has been delivered by God of these things, of these spirits, of these forces, demonic, and as Western civilization was when the gospel came, and then turns back away from God, then these spirits are going to return. They are going to return to the house. They return to the man who is possessed. They're going to return to the culture. And so that is what he said, and that's exactly what we have witnessed. And you know, like a modern test case, if you look at Germany. You know, Germany was a nation that had given the world the Reformation. You know, the word, coming back to the word, that all came from Germany. Right. What happened then when Germany turned away from God? What happened was not secular, was not neutral, was not progressive. What happened was demonic. What happened was Hitler. What happened was the Holocaust. Demonic. And in every case, whether it's Germany, whether it's Russia turning away from God, and now America, it ends up with destruction and death.
What is it about our humanity that underestimates the power of these spirits, Jonathan?
Well, I think one is we like to think that, you know, we're in control, number one. And we like to think that also, you know, we are rational, you know. And the amazing thing is when you look at, like, for instance, wokeism, which is very much, you know, in the book, I sure have this is totally a mask for a pagan, really a pagan mindset and a pagan revival. But when you look at that, you know, the idea is we're progressive and everything is, you know, rational. We don't need the Bible. We don't.
Right.
And yet, it goes forward, it gets increasingly irrational. I mean,
Jonathan, let me pause you real quick. We got to go to break. Right. More from Jonathan Kahn after this. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Good news. Not all communication is being canceled, especially for the case of a Tennessee woman who was recently kidnapped by her ex-boyfriend. This is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. The victim was able to communicate to a clerk with a simple hand gesture that she needed help. The savvy clerk understood the hand gesture and called police, who were able to rescue the woman. It reminds us just how important communication is to our human culture. It connects us with family, friends, even would-be heroes. Sometimes we never know the difference even a smile can make for someone who may be losing hope for human connection. A word of encouragement, a touch, something that costs so little can be so priceless. Let's make today the day that we look for an opportunity to encourage and lift a fellow sojourner in this life that we're navigating. You never know, you may find yourself at the right place and time to be the difference for a fellow man or woman.
Just the way you like to hear from us, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Jonathan Kahn continues with us. John, I wanted you to pick up, Jonathan, where we left off in our conversation. Go ahead.
Yeah, we like to think, you know, that we are enlightened, we are modern man, we don't, but the fact is, you know, the eternal things don't change. Mm-hmm. And the spiritual realm does not change, you know, for good or, and for evil. And so an interesting thing is that that, you know, one of the things I speak about is, you know, in the book, in the Return of the Gods, is that here we have high technology and all this, but we're actually following the ancient pattern, spiritual warnings. For instance, you know, the Bible says that when a nation turns away from God, it ends up serving the works of its hands. You know, it ends up serving its idols, builds idols. Well, we don't call them idols, say, but we still build them. And the thing is that, you know, we are right now addicted. We are serving the works of our hands. When Paul on Mars Hill speaks about the idols of the pagan world, he uses the word techne, or we get the word tech or technology. So in other words, we're going to serve our technology. So now here we are. We built our computers. We are addicted to our computers. And the Bible says that when what happens when you build an idol also is that you start becoming like the idol. You know, and so we're actually becoming less human because we are all addicted to that. So here you have something. We have high technology, and yet what the Bible said in the spiritual realm is manifesting just as it did in ancient times.
So basically, we've exchanged the temple of God, which is supposed to be Emmanuel with us, and we have created a new substance, a house of spirits, and we're inviting the spirits to replace where God once resided. Is that correct?
Yeah, I like the analogy because it's very interesting. Because also, you know, you say Emmanuel, and of course we think of the season now. And then Hanukkah is also something where what happened is that a pagan man and culture came into Israel and took over the temple of God. And in the temple of God, they set up idols, and so they made it, in a sense, a house of spirits, a house of idols. And so, and this is actually, and when you look at actually Hanukkah, you're actually seeing a foreshadow of the end times. When it talks about the Antichrist and the abomination, desolation, well, this is that was all foreshadowed in what happened with Hanukkah. So now we're watching in the same way. You know, you could say that America was a house of God in a sense that it was a Judeo-Christian civilization that was meant to be indwelt by God, and in many ways it was. You know, not perfect, of course, but it was. You know, the presence of God and the gospel of God. You know, that's what happened to Western civilization. When the gospel came in, the spirits were driven out. But the thing is, we didn't take seriously the warning. The only thing that was preventing all this darkness and the basically demonic entities from coming in was the gospel, was the power of God, was the spirit of God, was the faith, all the things that had driven it out in the Roman Empire. And so we did this at our risk. We took it out, and now we're surprised by what's come in is so dark, is so really irrational and demonic. You know, it started when we took prayer out of school. I think that's a little thing. They might have thought, well, just, you know, you don't need it. What we were doing was we were emptying the house.
Yes.
And we were separating basically God from the children, which represent the future of America.
Exactly.
And so now look, you know, the warning that Jesus gave is that when you do this, the house is not going to stay empty. So look at now, we took God out of the schools, look what has come into the schools. We took God away from the children, look what has come into the children.
Yeah, exactly. Jonathan, in the book Return of the Gods, you identify the possessor. Let's unfold that a bit, if you would.
Yeah, this is the first of the entities. It's the first of what I call the dark trinity that came, of false gods that came to Israel when they turned away from God. The possessor, actually, if you say this in Hebrew, the word is Baal. And Baal, we get the word Baal. And it literally means possessor, owner, master. And so when Israel turned away from God, this spirit comes in. It says that Baal caused Israel to forget God. It caused Israel to turn away from the commandments of God. And so what happened is, you look at the early 60s, we begin opening the door. We begin emptying ourselves of God. And what comes into the culture is a spirit, and this is the spirit of the possessor, which, number one, you know, Baal sought to drive God out of Israel. You remember the days of Elijah. So to drive him out of everything, public square, government, culture. Well, we've been watching literally a spirit in America, we can almost cut it with a knife, that is driving God out of everything. Starting in the early 60s, driving God out of every single thing. If you look back, you know, at the culture that was there just before the 60s, 1950s, you know, you had teachers leading children in the Lord's Prayer across America in the quote secular public school system. You had the biggest movies in Hollywood were movies like Ben-Hur,
Ten Commandments, right.
Ten Commandments, yeah. The King of Kings, Quo Vadis, you know. Well, look at where we are now. What Baal did, or what this spirit did, was in ancient times was take a nation that had known God, Israel, turn it into a pagan nation. Well, that is the end game. That is the agenda now, is to take a nation like America that has known God and paganize it. So we're watching the process of paganization. And so now, look, it says he caused Israel to turn away from the commandments. Literally, this spirit has caused America to literally strike down the actual Ten Commandments from our public squares. It's also called, it says he caused Israel to forget God. There's an amnesia over America. We are now think about what we were up to the 60s. Now we can't even remember that America. We don't remember God. America has forgotten God, but it's also forgotten that it ever knew God.
Exactly. Well, these are some of the signs that you're pointing out, and of course, even more signs is the gender confusion that's taking place. The horrific acts that are being done upon our children to try and deviate what God had, had planned, what he had done from the very beginning, in the fact that he declared there, man and woman, the two genders.
Oh, yeah. 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 Oh, yeah. And this is the second principality of this trinity of darkness. And it is, this one was called, in the Bible, it's a goddess actually mentioned in the Bible called Ashtoreth. And if you went to Babylon, she was called Ishtar. If you went to Greece, she's called Aphrodite. But all over, literally. And this one, is in the Bible, it says Baal. Then it says Ashtoreth. So Baal begins, the spirit of Baal begins this process of turning away, but then it leads to the next principality. Ashtoreth was the goddess of sexuality, or Ishtar was the goddess of unbridled sexuality and sexual immorality. She's a prostitute. So she actually sexualizes the culture. And when you look at pagan culture, much of pagan culture is sexualized. She's a prostitute. What did a prostitute do? Takes sex out of marriage, puts it into the marketplace, puts it into the public square. Well, that's exactly what she did in pagan cultures. Well, that's exactly what happened to America, which when you look at the 1960s, first comes the turning, and then, like clockwork, comes the next principality, and you have the sexual revolution.
Exactly.
And the sexual revolution is doing exactly that. It's taking sexuality out of the context, out of the bounds, out of the realm of marriage, and puts it into the culture, and so the culture becomes sexualized. And actually, back then, she's called, even in her hymns, she's called the sacred prostitute. Well, in Greek, they would call her, the word for prostitute is porne. So we get pornography. The word pornography comes there. She's actually the inventor of pornography. The first pornography is linked to this goddess. So we have an explosion happening. And, what also does a prostitute do? A prostitute weakens marriage. And so we're watching the weakening and destruction of marriage ever since. It goes hand in hand with the sexual revolution. So you have all this happening. But then, as you mentioned, the realm of gender, the other side to this goddess is that there's something very strange about her. And that is that she's in her ancient inscriptions. In the book, I looked at how to research the ancient inscriptions, and I put them, they're amazing. She says, I am a woman, and then she says, I am a man. And then it says in her hymn, it says, you turn a man into a woman, and you turn a woman into a man. This is the goddess or the principality of androgyny, that blurs the lines between man and woman, male and female, girl and boy, gender.
Jonathan, we've got to go to break. Hit pause. More from Jonathan after this. Stay with us.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA News Update. President Biden is heading to Kentucky today, where he'll talk about his administration's economic plan and how it's helping to rebuild the nation's infrastructure. Democrat Governor Andy Beshear.
Today is a big day for Kentucky, for Ohio, and for the United States of America.
The Brent Spence Bridge connects his state to Cincinnati, Ohio.
This is a bridge that carries so much of the country's GDP across it every single day, and while structurally sound, was never designed for the amount of traffic that goes across it.
In Manhattan, New York, Tuesday, FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried pleaded not guilty to fraud and other criminal charges. His trial is set to begin in 9 months. Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin continues to improve, according to his uncle. DeMar remains in critical condition, but his oxygen-assisted intake has gone from 100% to 50% since arriving at the hospital. Lance Pry, USA News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. We're talking with Jonathan Kahn, The Rise of the Gods, and we're going through right now the Dark Trinity, the Possessor, the Enchantress, and the Destroyer. Jonathan, I wanted you to summarize the Enchantress, and then let's move into the Destroyer, and then and then we're going to take a look at how these manifestations have come about, and going forward, what we can anticipate in the year ahead.
Yeah, it hasn't stopped. You know, no. Yeah. So, yeah, the you know, one of the things that we don't always realize, but when you look at, you know, this is what I put in the Return of the Gods, when you see what's behind it, it all holds together. Wow, that worked. Well, you know, this goddess was or this principality was of, you know, first the sexual revolution and now the destruction of gender. Now what's happening to our children, what's happening to our culture. But the thing is that it all goes together. Because when you destroy marriage, when you start taking sexuality out of the realm of marriage, you start weakening the bond of male and female. And when you start doing that, you know, you start, you know, even in the 60s, you have this movement, and you have it in our culture to this day, that says that, you know, men should not be like men, and women should not be like women. Women, you know, this goddess, essentially, she defeminizes women. She masculinizes them. She emasculates men. So you have this all happening in our culture. When you destroy marriage, this whole the template of male and female starts disappearing. So all this leads to this, because if you're saying, well, there's no real difference, one could be like the other, that's what you've got now.
Exactly.
And so, you know, and she actually had priests and priestesses who walked around, men dressing up as women. We've got it. It's happened again. She actually is the goddess of parades. And she actually is the goddess who claimed 1 month of the year to possess a culture, which corresponds with the month of June. Mm-hmm. Also, her sign was the rainbow. You know, and actually, even our Supreme Court decisions, they remember all the big decisions that have changed sexuality and gender and marriage have all taken place in the month of the goddess, at the time of the days of the goddess. And the big one that really transformed marriage, how real this is, in 2015. On that night, remember, the White House is lit up with the colors of the rainbow. That's also the sign of the goddess that she's saying, I possess it now. But also, that night was the 10th of Tammuz on the ancient calendar. And the 10th of Tammuz, I found this ancient inscription from Babylon that says the 10th of Tammuz is appointed to cast a spell to cause a man to love a man. That is the day that they redefined marriage so a man could marry a man. So this is so real and so, I mean, it's affecting all of us, and we need to know what we're dealing with.
Jonathan, why is the sexual appeal so powerful? What it has done in terms of, you know, causing us to lose our minds. What is it about sex?
That is a great question. And actually, I've never been asked that in any interview. That's a great question. Several things, you know. One is it starts with a basic drive that God has given us, obviously, to survive as a people. So, you know, we have the basic, the drive to survive as far as life. And then sexuality is the next thing. So number one is very basic that God gave. And so if you can twist this, if you can redirect it, if you can rechannel it, then you can change everything. You know, this is procreation. This is where life comes from.
Exactly.
It's creation.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, and this is basic that God gave. So the spirits, these are demonic spirits, are going to go after it. And so it is powerful. But if you can divorce it, if you can take it away from the context that God gave it, then you can number one, control people, but also you can totally transform society. Because when you do this, look at it, it's happened already. Look what's what happened with the sexual revolution. When you do this, you take it out of marriage, first of all, you start destroying marriage. Then that means if you do that, then you start destroying families. You start destroying families, you start destroying cultures. You overturn them. You transform them. So the realm of sexuality is ultimately what's happened is it's actually affecting not only marriage, not only families, culture, civilization, laws, gender, human identity itself. That's how powerful this is.
Yeah, I think that modern culture, well, you could probably say back from, you know, the beginning of man, for that matter, has disrespected and dishonored the sanctity and the holiness of sex and that gift that God has given us. And there is something about that, I believe, maybe we'll find out when we get to heaven, that it was such a gift. It was almost like, like Esau, you know, not respecting his birthright, because it comes from God. It's sanctified by God. It is holy. And when we disrespect it, there is a powerful, you know, price to pay.
Yes. And it's interesting when you're saying this, I'm thinking of, by the way, I just love doing this with you, Bill, because it's the Spirit just keeps triggering all the
right.
things. And one thing is, you know, in Romans, remember what Paul said? Paul said he's speaking about pagan society. He's speaking about civilization without God. It says they turned away from God, like they had a knowledge. They turned away from God, and they started worshiping the creation. So then you have idolatry, you have all these things, and that's pagan life. But then, the next thing it says, and then they started basically twisting sexuality. It says they turned away from basically male-female. They turned, you know, it's right there. And so this was actually part of the pagan world. And the thing is that, the reason why it has not been part of our culture for so long is because of the gospel. It was the gospel that basically was a cleansing to the pagan society, pagan civilization. But now what we think of as like, you think, well, this is new. Well, you know, in one sense, yes, the end times, but this is a revival. You know, we don't have a long memory, you know. And so if we actually had a long memory, we'd actually know that, what, for instance, every June when we see all the parades celebrating, you know, basically the bending of gender, you know, all this, and actually we know that the same things took place in June in ancient times, and it was actually Constantine and the gospel that gradually put an end to it. So this is basic, and, you know, just because we haven't dealt with it, but we didn't know what we were dealing with. And we also, you know, I'm talking about American culture and Western culture, you don't know what you got till it's gone.
Exactly.
You want to take God out, you want to take the gospel out, there's only one other alternative, and that is this.
Yeah, exactly. Jonathan, a little less than 3 minutes left in this segment. Explain to our audience the destroyer, And what would happen, or what happens, when the destroyer returns to the world?
Yeah, the destroyer is the third of the Dark Trinity in the book, and the destroyer is the god or the principality that causes parents to offer up their children as sacrifices. And now this was actually common in pagan, the pagan world. Human sacrifice is not uncommon, nor is child sacrifice. You know, if you're a child in the pagan world, you're in danger. You know, because when you're weak, you know, there's the gospel that really saved children. In fact, it was the gospel that only ended child sacrifice across the world. But the warning of Jesus, if you turn away from God, then these spirits are coming back, and one of them is the destroyer, or in Hebrew, Moloch. And so Moloch is going to return to Israel. So it's amazing. It's like clockwork when you look at this Trinity. First, the Bible says Baal, then it's at second is always Ashtoreth. So you got the turning, then you have the sexual revolution, and now the third part, you're going to have the destroyer. So at the end of the 1960s, like clockwork, all of a sudden, we begin performing the most pagan of acts. We begin offering up our children, the unborn, which actually this practice disappeared with the gospel. Now we are offering up, and remember the warning of Jesus said, they come back worse when this
right.
So back then, you know, Israel, when they turned away from God, they offered up, you know, they offered up thousands of children. But we have now offered up over 60 million of them.
And that's not even counting those that have been sacrificed via abortifacients, because they have no numbers on that, Jonathan.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And this is all part, Bill, of this. You know, the gods actually, the principalities always focus on the children. Yeah. They war against the children in every way. We're watching this in the culture. It's once America has been turned away from God, the children are in trouble. So
right.
Look at what's happening to the children. I mean, in every realm. And one of the things I open up in the book is that actually, when you look at the ancient steps, the rites of child sacrifice, actually we're actually repeating it today in abortion.
Wow.
I mean, specifically.
Yeah, and of course, look what's happening in the halls of academia and education. What's being done with these kids as well,
yeah,
Jonathan?
This is part of it,
without
yeah,
a doubt.
Got
to go to break. We've got more from Jonathan Kahn. Stay with us.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Every one of us invests in what matters to us, yes? From subscriptions to Netflix or iTunes to a protein shake or new shoes, they bring a sense of joy and value to our lives. It's also important that we have a country to save and the next generation to protect. Bill Martinez Live has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. Advertisers who have traditionally supported this show have been compelled to not advertise. As a result, we're turning to you, our faithful audience. Would you partner with Bill Martinez Live this coming year? While the culture and ruling elites are dumbing us down, it's the mission of Bill Martinez Live to provoke and challenge all of us to think, live, and be more intelligent. In turn, that arms us with the ability to easily engage others in intelligent, reasoned debate. Your one-time gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of BML Live. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of BML Live would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in at $100 per month? What's your best gift in helping Bill influence the next generation with logic, reason, and a love for our country? Your gift of any size matters. Visit BillMartinezShow.com to gift. And thank you. BillMartinezShow.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. With class back in session, families are looking for ways to make the most of their school year spending. Bank of America Rewards Executive Chris Curtin shares tips for how parents can use rewards programs to get money back on everyday costs.
Now is a great time to take advantage of the benefits your financial institution offers to help make the year ahead as rewarding as possible. Whether receiving cash back on gas and groceries, earning rewards for school expenses, or even planning for home renovations as a first-time empty nester, your bank's rewards program can help make your dollars go farther. For example, the Bank of America Preferred Rewards Program provides members with a bonus of 25 to 75% on their credit card rewards. That means when you shop with your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, the usual 3% cash back on your choice of six categories, including online shopping, can actually translate up to 5.25% cash back.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/preferred rewards. Bank of America, member FDIC.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. We're visiting with Jonathan Cahn, New York Times bestselling author. His book, The Return of the Gods, available at all the usual places. And, of course, it's always linked and has been since August, linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Jonathan, people often ask me that have read The Return of the Gods, and they say, okay, what's next? How is this playing? We see how it's playing out for those that have eyes to see how it's playing out in our culture. What do you see happening, let's just say, in the next year, in 2023?
Well, the ultimate thing is because one of the things one of the takeaways is that what we're dealing with in America, what we're dealing in the world, what we're dealing in our lives is not ultimately even cultural. I mean, it's not ultimately or even ultimately political, although all those realms are important. Mm-hmm. It's ultimately spiritual. And so that we are, Paul said we war not against flesh and blood. We war against principalities. And so the ultimate thing with America, I mean, the ultimate course is that, there is an agenda. Towards the latter part of the book, I get into the agenda of the gods. What's the end game of it? And then there's the only hope against that, and we can talk about the agenda, but the only hope against that is the gospel, is God, is the power of God, is revival. And the thing is that if you don't have revival, then the agenda of these spirits, the principalities, are going to take, are going to have their dominion. One of the things that we see when we look at these principalities is that when they first come in the door, they do it in the name of tolerance. Be open, do your own thing. You remember, that was anything goes. That used to be the mantra in America.
Right, exactly.
It's not that anymore. I mean, now it's you do our thing, or else we will cancel you, or else we will deplatform and defund you, and if you don't think the way, if you don't speak the way, So the thing is that, why is that? Because, the whole point at the beginning was to get in the door. To get into the door of a Christian civilization, you have to say, be open, tolerance, hey, consider other things. Once the spirits start taking, or getting established and taking hold or taking possession, then it becomes every knee shall bow.
Right.
Every tongue shall confess us. And when you look at, for instance, look at a test case of the days of Ahab and Jezebel and Elijah, that's exactly what happened. Mm-hmm. It was every knee shall bow. So ultimately these principalities don't want coexistence at the end. They want only at the beginning. Once they get in, they want to silence every opposition, every conservative voice, because conservatives tend to say we don't want this change. And of course Christians, one of the things about the gods is that remember, or these spirits, they were cast out by the gospel. We're starting with Rome. So cast out by Christians, cast out by the word of God. So what do they do? So they have come back with a vendetta of vengeance. They're seeking to cast believers out. They're seeking to cast the word out. They're seeking to marginalize the people of God. They are seeking to do everything that was done to them. They are seeking. That's why we're dealing with all this stuff in the culture. So the older, there's much happening. It didn't stop. I mean, even in the months after the book, it has not stopped. We are dealing with this issue every day in politics. You know, there's something called they passed the Respect for Marriage Act, in the Senate.
Right.
Well, you know, what was that? That is ultimately enshrining basically same-sex marriage, and the warning is that it may end up eliminating religious freedom.
Right. Look at how many Republicans voted with this, Jonathan. That's the scary thing, because as you're right. talking about this, the other thing to consider is elections do have consequences, and the elections have demonstrated that a seeming majority of America is happy to abandon God.
Yeah, you're right.
If I can put it in those terms, I mean, they don't realize what they're doing. But when you read the election, you say, wait a minute, do you realize what you were voting for here? And I don't know, you can say ignorance, you can say whatever you want to say. But the fact of the matter is the people, just like the children of Israel, says, no, that's not what we want. This is what we want. We want it our way.
Yeah. Yeah, and even more so when you have a democracy. You know, what? You can't blame the king, because you voted the king in. You know,
right.
And so absolutely, I mean, more and more and more, every election has gigantic ramifications. You can't say as a believer anymore, oh, it doesn't matter, they're the same. They're not so at all. I mean, maybe one day we won't have two party, another party where at least is more conservative. But right now we do, and yes, everything you're saying. I mean, even that thing we just said, the Respect for Marriage Act, which the last thing it is respect for marriage. But,
yeah, right.
But the thing is that, but you know, and that you have Republicans, you know, that's the next sign of it, because you know, our faith isn't even in a party, though there are many who are seeking to stand for God. But this happened in England. You know, in England, the Conservative Party was originally against the whole, you know, transgendering or the whole, you know, the altering of sexuality. Now it's celebrating it. So you know, this is what happened. So if you don't stand, and if you don't have it. So the thing is that absolutely, without those Republicans, they could not have passed that. And also another very key case that has been in the autumn is the Supreme Court is about religious freedom. You know, which is the case in Colorado that can end either uphold religious freedom or end it. But you see that there is a real force that is seeking to basically destroy this. Bill, why Christians were thrown to the lions is because they would not burn incense to the emperor. And so, it was the issue of forced celebration or forced worship or forced condoning. Well, we are approaching that day now. So basically, what the believers dealt with, 2,000 years ago with the Roman Empire, this is now part two. This is the sequel. This is where we're going. And so one of the things we have to do, aside from everything we said, vote, we need to pray for revival as never before, but we also have to live like they did back then. Because if the culture's going back to that darkness, to that paganism, to those principalities, then the church or the people of God have to go back to where we were at the time, which is the book of Acts.
Yes. And what we have to do also is hear the voice of God, Jonathan, just like he did when he laid out his indictment against Israel. God was not willy-nilly about it. He was very specific about the offenses that they had done against God, against his holiness. And this is, if we have ears to hear, I keep saying this because it's so critical right now, because even when God, finally executed the judgment, when he said, hey, I don't want to hear from you anymore, he was still there saying, but if you will turn to me, I will welcome you back. I will lift the judgment. I will restore you. But they were just so far gone. And this is, my prayer for America. It's not only just America, because sometimes I think we're so America-centric. We only think it's all about America. It is the world. It's all of God's creation. We all have to come in unity to throw our faces on the ground and be penitent and repent of our sins, repent of how we've offended a holy God.
Say if the culture around you that is godless, it says if my people. You know, and this is crucial. I actually, when I wrote the Harbinger 2, the history and the history of the world was literally changed by the prayers of God's people according to this scripture, according to if my people. You know, one of the things about this, when I looked at people, you know, in dealing with these principalities, you know, and by the way, this is exactly what we would expect. I mean, again, you take away God, what is the alternative? I mean, didn't we know this already? Isn't this in the Bible?
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly what we're dealing with. But we're not the first to deal with it. You know, most of the people in the Bible dealt with these principalities, dealt with this darkness. Most of the principalities, you know, in the days of Paul, there was transgenderism in one sense. There was all sorts of things with sexuality, all this stuff. You know, they were dealing with the gods. You know, Moses dealt with the gods of Egypt. You know, Elijah dealt with the gods of Canaan. You know, the Maccabees dealt with the gods of Greece and Rome. You know, Paul dealt with the gods of Rome. The first believers did. So this is not we're not the first ones. You know,
right,
now
exactly.
It's our turn. You know, now it's our turn. And when you look at Gideon, like for instance, look at Gideon. He was a great hero of God. He had victory against the Midianites who were under the worship of Baal. So he had a spiritual thing going on. But before he could have that great victory, he had to deal with Baal in his own life. In his own backyard, there was an altar to Baal. So he had to break it down. He had to break that altar. And the first thing is that, as you said, you know, it's as if my people turn from their evil ways. The first thing is we have to have revival. And we have to turn. The revival comes from repentance. And so if there's anything in our lives that is not of God, that's a stronghold, whether it's
exactly
the realm of sexuality, whether it's the realm of, you know, whatever it is, materialism, whatever it is, that's, we have to break that altar, and then God will anoint you, not only in your life, but to be a light to the world.
Jonathan, a minute and a half left here. What it comes down to, like you said, if my people, but prior to this, is there has to be revelation. God says, my people perish for lack of revelation. We have got to, you know, draw near to God, to hear his voice, to re-anchor ourselves, because the part of the word that says that they destroy themselves is they cast off restraint. This is where we are. We are like that hot air balloon without any anchoring, and we're just going pell-mell all over the place. We're a hot mess. We got a minute left. I'm going to let you summarize. Go ahead.
If the church had been the light it was supposed to be in America and the world, or the salt, it could never have gotten this dark or this rotten. So, yes, and when you look at the statistics, Bill, as you said, you know, and when you look at the evangelical world, much of it is there's lack of knowledge. It's crazy. How could they be? It's not even the basics. So, yes, we have to get back to the Word. We have to get back to God's presence. It says if my people seek my face, seek my face.
Thank you so much. He's a New York Times bestselling author, spent his life uncovering ancient mysteries in biblical texts, first with his critically acclaimed book, The Harbinger, recently with his blockbuster feature film, The Harbingers of Things to Come. He is called the prophetic voice of his generation. He returns with his most explosive work to date, The Return of the Gods, available in all the usual places and linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Jonathan Kahn, thank you so much. God bless.
Thank you, Bill. God bless you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because a letter after